Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. My co-host, Meghna Chakrabarty, is out today. Stay tuned to WBUR for more analysis of President Obama's speech today, including his policy on drone strikes and the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center in Cuba. We'll have much more coming up on All Things Considered at the end of the next hour, at the end of this hour. We're going to begin our show today with something we don't often get to talk about, good news, specifically good or at least hopeful economic news. A new forecast from the New England Economic Partnership, a group of academic and business economists, say the next 5 years looks good for Massachusetts and for the whole region. They predict a rise in employment, steady economic growth, all helped by a surge in manufacturing. Alan Clayton Matthews is an economist at Northeastern University and a director of the New England Economic Partnership, and he's in the studio with me now. Alan, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Anthony.
Some really promising numbers here in Massachusetts. This report forecasts a bit of a jobs boom, a decrease in unemployment, growth in housing, construction jobs. What stands out most to you?
Well, the Massachusetts economy is in the fourth year of recovery, as is the nation. And to this point, we've done better than the nation as a whole with faster output growth, shade higher employment growth. But it's been a slow recovery, and we've been waiting for the time when the economy would just kick into full gear, and it's right on the verge of doing that. And that's largely led by the housing sector. For the past year, there have been increases in prices, and I'm talking both Massachusetts and nationwide, but also in Massachusetts, increases in prices, housing sales, and finally permits, which has led to a fast rise in construction jobs since last summer. And that's part of what has been leading this economy out very recently. Now, we're going through a soft patch this year due to the fiscal austerity with the increase in the payroll tax and the spending cuts, the sequestration. That's holding down growth in 2013. But by the end of this year and the beginning of next year, growth is going to accelerate, and the state will be booming in 2015.
Booming. And in terms of unemployment, I just want to talk about what that boom means. So the state's unemployment right now, 6.4% in April. It's expected to average 6% in 2015, and you predict by 2017 to fall to just a shade over 5%, which pretty much is as close to full employment as we've ever been.
We entered this recession at about 4.6% unemployment, so we'll still be a tad higher than that.
I see. Now, one thing that really jumped out at me, I mean, there's been many years mourning the death of manufacturing in this country, in this region, but you describe a surge in manufacturing as being at least partly responsible for a lot of this good news.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd characterize it as a surge, but we've had a long secular decline in manufacturing employment from 800,000 at the end of World War II to about 250,000 today. You know, a few decades ago, I bought one of my first nice shoes. I can't remember the Rockport shoes.
Sure.
And that was made in Clinton, Massachusetts 30 years ago. Now I have my new Rockport shoes are made in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. So the manufacturing sector is quite different. Now it's very closely related to the tech sector and the medical science sector in the state. So it's very essential to the state's economy. And we expect it finally to begin growing instead of declining. Slow growth, but for manufacturing, that's relatively good. And those are good jobs, which pay $20,000 more on average per year than the average job in the state.
Hmm. Now, how does Massachusetts fare compared to the rest of New England overall?
It changes from cycle to cycle. This cycle, we've done better. And that's because we're very well connected to the global economy because of our institutions, our educational institutions, our medical institutions, information technology, medical science, and the large and highly educated labor force. We've done well in the global economy throughout this recession and recovery, and that's the reason we'll do well in the future.
Now, the partnership hosted a conference today discussing this forecast, but also looking at the changing nature of the manufacturing sector, which you just spoke about. I'm curious, what was the overall sense from your colleagues today at today's conference?
Right. A little bit more subdued than me from Massachusetts, because our state economy is leading the region right now. But their view is patient growth. After this year of slow growth, things will begin to accelerate, too, in the rest of the region as well.
Alan Clayton Matthews is a director of the New England Economic Partnership, which released its latest economic forecast yesterday. He's also an economist at Northeastern University. And Alan, thanks so much for coming in and talking with
Thank
us today.
Thank you, Anthony.